Let in me doth he reside. Christ is my prophet, priest, and king, my prophet full of sight, my priest who stands twixt me and God, my king who rules with might. Christ is the author of my faith and its perfecter too. My mediator, guarantee, and faithful witness true. Christ is my everlasting home, my all-sufficient land, my fortress tower, hiding place, and my eternal stand.
Amen. Since such a treasure I possess, my heart doth sing for joy, and sing I must, for Christ I have. Oh, what a Christ have I. Amen. Amen. Oh, sing we must this morning.
Amen.
At the table, sing we must.
Amen.
Oh, what a Christ have we.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Truly behold and crucified Christ.
Amen.
Oh, the Christ who is everything.
Amen.
The Christ who is pan.
Amen.
Oh, the Christ who meets all needs.
Amen.
Oh, the Christ who overflows.
Amen.
Oh, with all that's needed by the saints.
Amen.
What a Christ we have.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Oh, what a Christ have we.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
Christ is my prophet, priest, and king.
Amen.
My prophet full of sight.
Amen.
My priest who stands twixt me and God.
Amen.
My king who rules with might.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Lord. Oh, Lord, your table, we love to tell you, and you, we lack nothing.
Amen.
Oh, you're our all-sufficient Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
For the fullness of God dwelling bodily.
Amen. Amen.
The head of all authority, rule and authority.
Amen.
Lord, you're the bountiful supply.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, you came.
Amen.
Oh, you brought everything.
Amen.
Amen. That God is in his divinity.
Amen.
Oh, made it all available.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, and all of your experiences as a man.
Amen.
Oh, what a perfect man.
Amen.
Oh, made them all available.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All that God and man are in you.
Amen.
Oh, we can daily experience.
Amen.
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 You're all inclusive.
Yes.
You're all sufficient.
Lord Jesus.
You're never exhausting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Christ is my Savior, Shepherd, Lord, my Advocate above.
Amen.
My Pastor, my Father, God, my Brother, Friend, and Love.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Lord Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, what a Christ have we.
Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you. In you dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
Oh, and we in you are made full.
Amen.
Amen. Right. We open this morning for more filling.
Amen.
Lord, this is why we've come to this feast.
Amen.
Oh, to eat and drink you more.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, it's always better to eat and drink you with the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Oh, praise you for your table.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your table.
Amen.
Here we eat and drink you.
Amen.
You're our feast.
Amen.
Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Became wisdom to us.
Amen.
I'm God.
Amen.
Oh, you're the righteousness.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. You brought righteousness.
Amen.
There was none.
Amen.
Everyone was only evil continuously.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I solved all of that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you made things right between man and God.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Can we take a step back to God gave his son to man to be the tree of life.
Yeah. Amen.
So rich and free.
Amen.
What number
Amen.
Is that? I can't find it. God gave. Didn't it start out God gave? God gave Amen. His son to man to be. Oh, there it is. 11:45. 11:45. God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen.
Good for food.
Amen. 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 Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God is good for food.
Amen.
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 That's right. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, in you there's no scarcity.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Yes.
God gave his son to man to be the tree of life so rich and free that every man may taste and see that God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food.
Yes,
God is good for food. We taste it and we testify that God is good for food. One again, 11:45. God gave his son to man to be the tree of life so rich and free that every man may taste and see that God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. We taste it and we testify that God is good for food. We eat this feast and take God in, and as we eat, we live by him. For all the elements within this feast are God himself. Yes, Jesus is our feast. Yes, Jesus is our feast. We eat this feast and live by him, for Jesus is our feast. Christ Jesus is the food we eat. He is our bread, he is our meat, he is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him, we daily eat of him, we daily eat of him. He is our life supply complete, we daily eat of him. This feast is so enjoyable, to man is so available, for God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat.
Yes.
Yes, come and freely eat. For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Sisters, why?
Amen. Feast and take God in, and as we eat, we live by him. For all the elements within this feast are God himself. Yes, Jesus is our feast. Yes, Jesus is our feast. We eat this feast and live by him, for Jesus is our feast.
Jesus is the food.
Oh, he is our bread. He is our meat.
He is our
life supply.
Amen.
Daily. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This feast is so enjoyable, to men is so available. For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat.
yes, come and freely eat. For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat.
The feast is so enjoyable to men and to
women.
For God said, whoever will may come and freely eat.
Amen.
Come and freely eat.
Amen.
For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
We're
coming
that we may freely eat.
Amen.
We eat this feast and take God in.
Amen.
And as we eat, we live by Him.
Amen.
For all the elements within.
Yes.
This feast are God Himself.
Amen.
This feast is God Himself.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord, all the elements within.
Amen.
Oh, God Himself.
Amen. You're the true bread.
Amen.
You're the true drink.
Amen.
These elements are God Himself.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You became bread to us.
Amen.
You shed your blood for us.
Amen.
We can come and freely eat.
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus.
You became bread for us.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you are the
so available.
Amen.
Partake of you at any time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Freely eat.
Amen.
You are so available.
Amen.
Any time of night or day.
Amen.
You can come and freely eat.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, God gave.
Amen.
Oh, He gave the Son to man to be the tree of life.
All-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Oh, we also praise you as the available Christ.
Amen.
You made all of your riches available.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, you're not simply rich objectively.
Amen.
Amen. You're
That's right. You're
full and complete objectively.
Amen.
But that's not enough.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you're widely available.
Amen.
Available to all.
Amen.
Amen. To many more.
Amen.
Who haven't even tasted of you yet.
Amen.
Oh, they'll taste and they'll testify.
Amen.
God is good for food.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, you are the tree of life.
Amen.
Lord, you're so rich.
Amen.
Oh, so free.
Amen.
Lord, you are the tree for us to eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, in you we lack nothing.
Amen. Hallelujah. You will lack nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
For the great I am, we will lack nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Like, you are the great I am.
Amen.
This is Jesus.
Amen.
Jehovah the Savior.
Amen.
Jehovah our salvation.
Amen.
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 Can we sing hymn 1331?
Amen.
Just taste and see that God is good.
Amen. I want to read you all this verse as we're preparing for 1331. Deuteronomy 8:9.
Amen.
A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity.
Amen.
You will not lack anything
Amen.
In it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's no scarcity here.
Yes.
No lack.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you will lack nothing.
Amen.
You will lack nothing.
Amen.
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 1531.
Amen.
Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Just taste and see.
The very life.
Amen.
Poured out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Made available.
Amen.
Distributed.
Amen.
Oh, praise you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We can taste.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is good.
Amen.
He's good for you as
out.
He is for
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen.
To our lives.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for his life in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something of Christ
Hallelujah.
He has outpoured.
Amen.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Allotted portion in you.
Amen.
Amen.
You this morning.
Amen.
Praise you as the one willing to be poured out.
Amen.
Thank you. You came into time.
Amen.
Only begotten.
Amen.
Put your life upon the earth,
Amen.
Pouring out.
Amen.
Oh, in the will of the Father.
Amen.
You became willing, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
You became willing.
Amen.
To the Father's will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
death.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for giving us your life.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Amen.
Oh, praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You came down.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you became the real earth.
Amen.
Planting us in yourself.
Amen.
Growing God's garden.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Accomplishing God's purpose.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. For we in you are made full.
Amen.
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 Of his fullness we have all received.
Amen.
Upon grace.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, praise the Lord. We sing, I am the living bread.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy to, if you never heard it before, you can get it up.
Amen.
Follow along.
Thank you, Lord.
Brian, can you kind of lead us?
I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any his bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the whole world. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen. How about one more time? I think we all got it.
I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the whole world. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we
Amen.
Have.
Amen.
Oh, living bread.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you as the bread.
Amen.
Supply.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Came down to heaven.
Amen.
We are bread.
Amen.
Amen. Process,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Amen. Now we can eat you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You are our portion.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're our portion.
Oh, amen. Amen.
You're so available for us to eat.
Amen.
Amen.
If anyone eats of this
Praise
bread,
amen.
He shall live forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you for coming down.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
Not remaining in heaven.
Amen.
Thank you for reaching us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So available and enjoyable.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for coming down for the life of the whole world.
Amen.
That's right.
We appreciate you as everything we need.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 In this portion, we have God.
We have God.
That we have Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The triune God in our spirit.
Amen.
He who has the Son
yes.
has the life.
Amen.
This morning we have the light.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, in this portion we have God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah Amen. For our portion.
Amen.
To give thanks to the Father.
Amen.
Qualified us.
Amen.
For this portion.
Amen.
In the light.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Qualifying us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
All of the saints and the line.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, our Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Qualifying us.
Amen.
For a share of the allotted portion.
Amen.
Of the saints in the
light.
Amen. Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Yes,
Father.
Amen.
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 Father.
Between us and you this morning.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
To the Father.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Father. You've given each one of us a portion.
Amen.
A portion of this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
Son.
Amen.
The Son is now the all-inclusive Spirit.
Amen.
He is our rich portion today.
Amen.
Father, thank you for taking away any distance between us and God.
Amen.
You stripped off the authority.
Amen.
You made a display of that.
Amen.
Now we can enjoy you as the Spirit.
Amen.
We're walking by the Spirit.
Amen.
We're walking in this rich land.
Amen.
Promising to Abraham.
Amen.
Those many thousands of years ago.
Amen.
Oh, and making it come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Through Christ.
Amen.
Becoming the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Now to all of us Gentiles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you've made the Spirit so available.
Amen.
To all of us.
Amen.
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 What love.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
What love
has bestowed on us, we thank thee from our heart. Our Father, we would worship thee and praise for all thou art. Direct each one from glory. worship thee forevermore and praise unceasingly.
You've done for us.
Amen.
We'd like to return our love back to you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Oh, the love of God.
Amen.
The grace of Christ.
Amen.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be with you all.
Amen.
Be with you all. Father, your love has reached us.
Amen.
It's with us all.
Amen.
Thank you for this fellowship.
Amen.
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 That's
right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Love you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, your love has reached us.
Amen.
Reached us in the Son.
Amen.
Oh, we just give you all the glory.
Amen.
We worship you, Father.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Oh, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, what you are doing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father, for your eternal goal.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Father, thank you. You're bringing us from glory to glory.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, you want to impart all yourself into us.
Amen.
Father, we praise you for your plan.
Amen.
We give ourselves to you this week.
Amen.
Yes. More imparting of the Father into us.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Plan.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, your beloved.
Amen.
Oh, you're saving us much more.
Amen. Amen.
This life.
Yeah.
Father.
Amen.
Just a few more seconds about verse 7. We naturally think about 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18, as you know, the matter of from glory to glory in a pretty selfish way. We think, oh, well, yes, it's more glorious for us.
Amen.
Actually, it's more glorious for the Father because he is transforming us. Every little quantum of transformation he gains in us is to him.
That's right.
This is big news.
Amen.
That's a glory to the Father.
Amen.
That's what really is there.
Amen.
The glory there is because of the transformation.
Amen.
That's going on. It's real glory to the Father. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Just a little testimony. Okay, so week 8 in this wonderful little book with a long title, Laboring on the All-Inclusive Christ typified by the good land. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For the building up of the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
For the reality and manifestation of the kingdom. Amen. And for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
So more laboring this week. Did y'all labor this week?
Amen.
I labored a little bit and it sure was good. Okay, so this week, experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land in which we do not lack anything.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So most of us have been in this little book all week. If you haven't, enjoy, because the saints will prophesy regarding all that they have labored on and all that they have feasted on.
Amen.
Each one has a couple of minutes each after a brother gives an opening word in a minute. Okay, so firstly, we want to enjoy the verses again. Weren't they good this week?
Yes.
Let's enjoy them again. In little groups, stand and read each of these verses. Amen.
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. House of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of Jehovah. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
And you have been made full in him.
Amen.
Who is the head of all rule and authority.
Amen.
Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
The water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Amen. So hold it right there and let's enjoy that verse 30 together in the way of pray reading.
Amen.
Pray reading means pray and read, and then maybe read and pray and mingle the two. And enjoy, pray God's word back to him. He's the one that gave us the word.
Amen.
And he delights in hearing the word.
Amen.
Right? So this is grace to the Lord.
Yes.
When we speak his word in prayer. Amen. So verse 30, and then if there's time, we'll go back to day one and read that second verse there.
Amen.
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 Oh, but of him.
Amen.
It's of him.
Amen.
Oh, not of us, but of him.
Yes.
Not of us, but of him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but of him.
Amen.
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 Of him are you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. But of him you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah for this fact.
Amen.
We are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Praise God, he put us here.
That's right.
Never to leave.
And here in the good land, we're in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Not you will be, but you are.
You are.
Amen.
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 Oh,
amen.
This Christ became wisdom to
amen.
Us.
Amen.
He became wisdom to us.
Yes.
Oh, amen. You are wisdom
who became
to us?
Yes. Wisdom to us.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us.
Amen.
From God.
Amen. From God.
To us from God.
Amen. To us from God.
Oh,
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Both righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Righteousness.
Amen.
Oh, what wisdom. Christ is our righteousness.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our righteousness.
Amen.
Lord, you took care of all of the things in the past.
Amen.
Your righteousness.
Amen.
Have become our righteousness.
That's right.
You become our righteousness.
Amen.
Oh, you fully took care of our past.
Hallelujah.
You're our righteousness.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Sanctification.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is our righteousness and sanctification.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is our righteousness.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is our sanctification.
Amen.
Oh, what wisdom.
That's right.
He's sanctifying us.
Hallelujah.
He's making us the same as God is.
Amen.
Oh, day by day, Lord.
Amen.
Something with us.
Amen.
Sanctification.
Hallelujah.
Making us holy.
Holy.
Holy as the holy city.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. For sanctifying us.
Amen.
For adding your elements to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No worries with our past, with our present,
amen.
With our future.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Redemption.
Your redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're going to redeem us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Redeem our corruptible body.
Amen.
Forming into your body of glory.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Present and our future.
Amen.
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 Oh, Christ Jesus is our righteousness.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is our sanctification.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is our redemption.
Amen.
So, Lord, we like to tell out the virtues of you.
Amen.
Oh, tell out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tell out.
Tell out.
Tell out the virtues of him.
Amen.
Tell out the virtues of him.
Amen.
Amen. Tell out the virtues of him.
Amen.
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 Tell out the virtues of
him. Amen.
Oh, him who has called you.
Amen.
Him who has called you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you call us out of darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Called you out of darkness.
Amen.
Lord, we were in darkness.
Amen.
We were just darkness itself.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, but you called us out.
Amen.
Called us out of darkness.
Amen.
Into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Into his marvelous light.
Oh, that's right. His marvelous light.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Your light that's marvelous.
Amen.
God is light.
Amen.
In him there is no darkness at all.
Amen. Let us walk in the light of Jehovah.
Amen.
Light of Jehovah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, let me do a quick opening word, and then we will open it up for all the saints to tell out the virtues of him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So the title, I'll read it again, of this week's portion is Experiencing and Enjoying the All-Inclusive Christ as the Good Land in Which We Do Not Lack Anything.
Amen.
In which we do not lack anything. And I think most of you know, and Chris read this verse, you know, all this is coming just from a handful of verses in Deuteronomy.
Amen.
You know, there's a good land, right, that the Lord brings his children of Israel into. It says there, for Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with olive with oil and of honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You will not lack anything in it.
Amen.
A land whose stones are iron and from whose mountains you can mine copper. And it continues one more verse. But the point is, all of this picture of the good land is just a picture of Christ.
Amen.
And all the riches in this land are a picture of the riches of Christ, which we get to enjoy.
That's right.
And this portion, this little phrase here, in which you lack nothing, or how does it say here? You will not lack anything in it,
maybe,
is where this outline comes from.
Yeah.
You click on the link, you will not lack anything in it, and then out comes this outline, you know?
Amen.
That's what happens with the brothers when they get into the riches of the ministry.
Amen.
So this outline is written in a way where I was kind of looking at it thinking, you know, what is the flow of this outline? Yeah. And if you have it, you know, in your book, you can follow along. If you don't have it, maybe you can look on with somebody else. But I feel like this outline kind of flows from showing us that we have a portion in Christ of this good land.
Amen.
And what that means to us as New Testament believers. And then it also shows us our experience, that we need to experience these riches in our daily, day-to-day life, right? And then Roman numeral 2, 3, and 4 kind of highlight what are all the elements in this land, in the soil of this land that we're absorbing, right? And then the last point, which I think when I was getting to the ministry, I kind of glossed over, but I felt like as I was getting into it a little bit more the last couple of days, I felt like this kind of really brings us into God's heart. Because it's not just about bringing us into a land so that all of our needs get met. And I think that's the way we come to the Lord many times, is so that our need gets met. But actually in this Roman numeral, it points us to God's need.
Yes. Amen.
That God's need would get met. It says here, I'm starting here with the last point. But he is meeting our needs in order to meet his need for the building up of his church, for his body, and the preparation of his bride so that he can come back.
Yes.
So by meeting our need, he is able to meet his need, right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You brought us into such a land. So I'm just going to go over the Roman numerals kind of quickly and maybe just say a few things. Roman numeral 1 says, Christ, as the preeminent and all-inclusive one, is the allotted portion of the saints in the light for our experience and enjoyment. And in Colossians 1:12, it says, we give thanks. We were even giving thanks to the Father this morning.
Right? Amen.
For that he has given us a share, right, of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. And B, it tells us that the New Testament believers, so that's the picture is in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy with a physical land, right? The New Testament believers' allotted portion is not physical land,
yeah,
right? It is the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
As the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Today, Christ is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And he's flowing himself in all that he is to each one of us.
Yeah. Right.
And he's given each one of us a lot.
Amen.
He's given us a lot, a portion of this wonderful Spirit. And it's of the saints in the light. That's Roman numeral, that's C. Roman numeral 2 says, Colossians 2, 6 through 7 reveals that Christ as the good land, a land in which we do not lack anything, is the rich soil in which we have been rooted so that we may grow with the elements that we absorb from the soil. So I don't know how many of you read through Colossians, those portions that are listed there, because the next two Roman numerals are Colossians chapter 2, those verses there. But in verse 6 it says, as therefore you have received the Christ Jesus, the Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him.
Amen.
Like we're walking in the land.
Amen.
Like he told Abraham that he would lift up your eyes.
Yeah.
All the land that you see, that you would walk in it, right? Yeah. It would be his possession.
Yeah, that's right, his possession.
Our Christ, we've been invited to walk in him, to possess him. Having been rooted and being built up in him,
amen,
and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. I just love these phrases. And Paul says this in numerous places, in the sense of he kind of likens us to plants,
yeah,
and then he likens that growth of the plant to building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are we? We are rooted in him.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound like we're plants being planted in Christ?
Yes. Absolutely.
But then it continues, built up in him. Built up in him. We are rooted in him. We've been planted in Christ so that we could absorb all the riches, so that what? We get built up.
Amen.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Our need, the soil, all the elements. His need, the building.
Wow.
Amen.
Paul pointed to this also in 1 Corinthians. He tells us that you are God's farm.
Yeah. Amen.
But then what's the next phrase? God's building. What is he doing? He's growing.
Amen.
He's growing us as the believers, the plants. They're absorbing all the riches. But what is he growing? He's growing Christ.
Growing Christ.
Does Christ need to grow?
In us.
In our experience, he does. Because he needs the material for the building.
Amen.
You know, in the good land, not only do we lack nothing, but the Father lacks nothing. All the necessary materials there for the building are in the land, but they need to be harvested, right? Okay, so, yes, I know that's my timer, but first. Roman numeral 3, Colossians 2, 8 through 15, so that's the second part of this, present a full description and definition of Christ as the soil in which we do not lack anything as we take time to absorb him as the all-inclusive land. The facts in these verses become our experience.
Amen.
The facts are in Christ, and the experience is by Christ and with Christ. You know, I didn't have time to read some of those key portions in Roman numeral 2. I had them all highlighted, but I don't have enough time. But the way we absorb these riches is by spending time with him.
Amen.
It's just by spending time with him. And even one of the Roman numerals said there that we need to, it was despite our failures, our situation. No, we need to forget our situation, our condition, our failures, and our weaknesses, and simply take time to absorb the Lord.
Amen.
As we take time to absorb him, we grow with the growth of God in us for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, all these riches that are in Roman numeral 3 and 4, which I won't read through all of them, all the riches that are here, they're in the soil. Our job is just to take time to absorb them.
Amen.
Open up our heart. Let all the root hairs go down deep into the soil and absorb all of these riches. They're there.
Amen.
And you know what, thanks to my experience, I realize I don't even know what I need. Sometimes I come to the Lord thinking I need certain things. And it becomes a little bit of a hindrance to me. Sometimes we do know what we need. I'm not saying that that's not always the case. But sometimes we just need to forget about everything.
Yes.
And just be the plants there in the soil.
Amen.
Just staying in the soil.
Amen.
And just say, Lord, you know what I need.
Amen.
You know what I need so that I can meet your need.
Amen.
Lord, may I absorb you right now according to all the riches that you are, so that you can get satisfied, Lord, and you can have something that expresses you in this wonderful land. Okay, I didn't do a great job of going over all the points, but you guys could fill in all the lack. So I'm sure many of you have enjoyed so many riches of this marvelous land. So who will be the first to share with us their enjoyment?
Amen.
It's that the more we absorb these riches, the more we will be saturated by Christ and organically replaced by him. This is to grow and to be built up in Christ. Paul said that the saints are God's cultivated land. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, in verse 6 says, I planted, God is the real farmer. And Paul was one of his co-workers, working together with God Paul planted the believers into Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the soil.
Amen.
Through Paul's preaching of the gospel and ministry of the word, many were planted into Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When I hear this take time, I always feel a little condemned because I just don't have. But I told Bill this morning, I said, you know, because of my condition, whatever it is, that I never have a big chunk of time, I enjoy the Lord throughout all my time. I mean, not constantly, but instantly in all the little things. Whenever they turn on the vacuum cleaner at work, I always sing the Lord a little song or, you know, something. But it's not, we don't have to have a big chunk of time. We have the time all the time at the traffic light when someone's cut you
off.
Right. We have the time to apologize to the Lord when we get lose our temper and move on to enjoy the Lord constantly.
Amen.
I mean, not constantly, but instantly.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It must be my turn. You know, I noticed on day two, that it says, what is that? Day three. So anyway, it says, having been rooted and being built up in Him.
Amen.
Okay. So, if you're rooted, then growth is expected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so growth isn't always so lolly-dying happy. You know, it's like, oh, I'm growing. This is one. No, it's not always like that. It sometimes growth can be painful. It can be exacting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it can be like, I don't want to grow anymore in this. So, as I absorb Christ and I suffer pains because I don't want to grow in some things, I want to absorb Him and I don't want to grow. It's just impossible to do. You're going to have to take your portion and grow.
Amen.
So I don't want to grow with having to share my schedule. I want everybody to be on my schedule.
Right.
You get on my schedule. But that's not the way it goes. You have to, in the church life, you have to give. And the thing that excites me about the church life is you get beat up without anybody saying a word to you. Nobody says a word. You know, they just keep going right along. And you don't do something, they pick it up and they do it. And things just keep rolling along. Well, you can just do this so long. Or you won't get any growth. So I don't want my growth stunted.
Amen.
I want to grow in Christ.
Amen.
I want to absorb Him.
Amen.
And I want to grow.
Amen.
But I do wish it wouldn't hurt, but it's going to hurt. So the other thing I did is that if you don't grow, how are you going to get your allotted portion that I'm always trying to get?
Amen.
You know, I want to go like Caleb and said, hey, I want Hebron. Yeah. He had to wait 45 years to get it.
Yeah.
So the growth is going to hurt some. And if it's anything that hurts me more, it's when nobody says anything. They just let me go along and look crazy and say, oh, you're doing fine, just keep going, you know. And then God shows myself to me.
Yeah.
And it's just not pleasant at all. But I praise and thank God that I have learned to expect some type of pain as I grow.
Amen.
I have a kind of a little bit of a follow-up to that, strangely. In 1C, we must be in the light in order to enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the good land.
Amen.
Light is the presence of God, and then it gives some sub-points in there, you know, an outline and in the text to tell us. God is light, the word of God is light, Christ is light, the life of Christ is light, the believers are light, the church is a lampstand shining with light. So why did Paul mention light in verse 12? Because the next verse, it shows what we got drawn out of.
Yeah.
We were in kingdoms, in the kingdom of Satan, a kingdom of darkness. Mm-hmm. He brought us out of darkness and gave us our allotted portion, but it's in light. Our portion is to be enjoyed in the Lord's light.
Amen.
Together with all of the saints, but nevertheless, our allotted portion. And that light is not a cheap commodity, is it? It comes with a shining. So there's still some little spots and areas of darkness on the inside of our being, and they crop up also from time to time. We know about this, but God shines on these because he will not have it. His saints are the ones in the light, and the church is even a lampstand. So for the church to be a lampstand, then it must be the saints shining with the very light of God. Amen. That's the only way it can be a lampstand.
Yeah.
Anyway, it requires something from us from time to time to allow the Lord's light to work in our being. If we come to him in the word and are just open and in prayer and are open to him, he is certain to, perhaps most of the time, shine some light of something in our being.
Amen.
There is an attitude, you know, that we've developed toward our spouse or toward some saint or another. Or there's something that we have spoken or done that really needs to be taken care of to maintain the light. God will not have darkness. He will have light.
Amen.
Because that's who he is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is light. God alone is the source of light. So if you want light, if you want to be, and you know, we hate darkness. God, you know, we're made in the image of God, and we love what God loves in our, you know, our unsinful being. But I just was really impressed. If you want light, God alone is the source. We have to come to him. He has to be enjoyed in the light, and by enjoying him in the light, we build up his habitation and his kingdom on the earth, which is what we're all here doing. I just really enjoyed that the word of God is light because it contains God, and the source of the Bible is God, and God is light. So the words of the Bible are the shining of the light. Really enjoyed a lot of things, but one of the things on Wednesday, I really enjoyed that we're richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and the sinews. And you know what? Those are the saints in the light. y'all are my supply. You know, if I'm being supplied, I'm able to supply. And he causes our growth by getting into us and by us absorbing him. And I really enjoy that take time to absorb him. And I also enjoy a little phrase in here that says, take time to adore him. Mm. And you can't hurry up when you're adoring somebody. You need to spend time in their presence.
Amen.
And then there's a verse on day six, the one about you are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Yeah. He became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You know that wisdom part about Christ is our counselor. He's so many things. It's impossible. It's impossible to name all the things he is in this little 2 minutes, but we must take him as our counselor for anything we do not understand or for anything of which we don't know what to do. He teaches us today by the anointing. Abraham went out into a land he didn't know, and God didn't tell him where to go because God wanted him to be in his presence. The ministry is so wonderful. And I'm just so happy to be here this morning. But I think that's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
On day 5, where it says, "He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, mm-hmm. but shall have the light of life."
Amen.
And that phrase, "follows me," is what really stood out to me this week. You know, there was a situation that I was not happy with, and I was in the shower, I was complaining to the Lord. And, you know, yeah. Brother Zeke, like what you said, I really enjoy what you shared. Sometimes we don't know what we need.
Right.
And so I was complaining, and the Lord, he responded, and he gave me a word of correction. And I needed that word of correction.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is all these things to us on the outline. And he is our counselor. He's our teacher.
Amen.
He's our leader. And he's our master. And
amen.
All these other things.
Amen.
And so at that moment, mm-hmm. I needed him mm-hmm. as all these things to be.
Amen.
And by the Lord's mercy and grace, I was able to say, "Amen, Lord."
Amen.
And you know what? I absorbed some more of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
So praise the Lord. We need to take time.
Amen.
We take time in the morning. And we take time in the shower, take time at our job,
amen.
And we fellowship with him, amen. And we follow him.
Amen.
And we get brought into the light, amen. And we enjoy his riches.
Amen.
And this is for, this is to meet his need.
Amen.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sends David Franco, greetings from the South Dallas, Waxahachie, here with my wife, Jessica. This is so amazing, especially the portion of being rooted in him for the building. I was listening to that, I was thinking about Egypt, and I'm thinking about how the pyramids, they had to quarry the rock, maybe 800 kilometers away from that location, to bring that quarried rock and, you know, limestone and all that. And at the end, it was supposed to be the symbol of the glory of the ruler, of Pharaoh. And in fact, it became a tomb. It was a representation of the glory of their death.
Yeah.
And it only symbolized death.
Yeah.
And it was a process of having to use labor, usually slave labor, to track and bring that stone there. Yet God has brought us into a living land.
Yeah.
Where we are rooted in him.
Yeah.
And we're being built by him. Yeah. And at the end of this, it is a representation of the resurrected Christ.
Yeah.
Not death. But Christ, I do not want to be in Egypt. I don't want to be building something that represents death. I want to be in him, rooted in him, with the saints, so that one day, for the glory of the universe, so that everybody can see in this, the display of his multifarious wisdom, is a living being.
Amen. Because of the sharing of our brother, something I was reading, you know, with the children of Israel,
they experienced the Passover in Egypt, and then when they left Egypt and then they come into the wilderness, they experienced more aspects of Christ there. And then when Moses goes up to Mount Sinai, when he goes up to the mountain to be with God, and then God speaks to him about the law, but then God starts speaking about the design of the tabernacle. You know, this matter of the tabernacle is what is in God's heart, which is his building. That's what makes him happy, and that's why he created us. So you have the picture of Moses there in the mountain and the people of Israel down in the bottom. And then when Moses is just delaying, you know, when the 40 days is approaching, the people of Israel start wondering, where is this guy? Where is he? And then they press Aaron, okay, let's make a goal for us. A gold, a god, right? They ask for a god. And then he makes the golden calf. And then, so I was reading that when, you know, the people down there, they were people that experienced Christ. They experienced God in the, they were not common people. They were not worldly people. They were people that had experienced the redemption in Egypt and all these wonderful things. And it's just like us Christians. But where are we? Are we the people down there? You know, it's like Moses typifies like the ascended Christ. You know, when Christ, after he came here and then resurrected and then ascended, he's like, we can be Christians like, yes, we're expecting the Lord's return, but where is he, you know? And we could be like thinking, you know, he's just delaying too much. And then we can start to desire a golden calf. Because we are those who are down in the bottom. But we need to be, the Moses are in the mountain. We need to be with the Christ who cares about the tabernacle, about his building. So it is important for us to spend time with the Lord. You know, Moses had that direct touch with God. He was in God's presence, absorbing him. And God was just opening his heart about his building. And that's what we're doing here today. We need to be people that don't care just for our welfare. God, give me food. You know, they were still experiencing the manna in the bottom. But are we people that just care for the manna and the living water? Or are we here spending time with the Lord, face to face, so that he can open his heart about his building and be one with his building to build up his body so he can come back?
Amen. You know, I was really impressed this week with this point that absorption, or building begins with absorption. Building begins with absorption. Absorption brings in growth. Growth brings in the increase of God. The increase of God issues in God's building.
Amen.
And we got planted into Christ as our soil, but we bear the responsibility of absorption.
Amen.
So I want to just share with you briefly a very crucial lesson concerning absorption. Okay, firstly, and I'm just going to read you a few little portions here. The time to fellowship with God, and this got brought up earlier, constantly. Practically speaking, fellowship with God, like breathing, should be constant and not limited by time. No limitation. But then the next section, setting aside fixed times. Although we should be in constant fellowship with God, we still need to set aside some time each day for fellowship. A new believer especially should set aside time during which he can fellowship with God. So we have to help the new believers to build up this habit. And he gives many examples from the Old Testament. Even the Lord Jesus, right? He woke up early to spend time with the Father. According to our experience, it's best to set aside a time in the morning before the day dawns. This is the time when we are refreshed after a night of sleep. We have not had contact with any person or thing. Our outward environment, our inner being, are quieter. Therefore, it's the best time and sweetest time to come before God to fellowship with him. It's just a set principle. It's also good to find another time in the evening to come before God. It would also be profitable to spend more time to fellowship at mid-morning, noontime, or in the afternoon. If we can't set aside three times a day, it'd be good to set aside two times. If we can't set aside two times, we should at least set aside one time. We should set aside a specific time every day to fellowship with God. If we have only one time, I suggest it be in the morning. And then he gets into the morning time and about how much time to spend. And I'm out of time. Anyway, I just want to read to you just the headings. The procedure for fellowship with God, needing to be quiet. Yes. Praying, reading the Bible. The central point being reading and praying. The central and primary section of fellowship with the Lord is reading and praying. And finally, worshiping. And then concerning our prayer, speaking genuinely from the heart, not being influenced by memory, yes, not paying attention to composing sentences, right, relying on the blood, yes, needing to confess our sins, yes, not worrying about other things, not being restrained, yes, praising and giving thanks and worshiping. And then finally, concerning the word, not having an intention of seeking understanding. Yes. How about that? Yes. Not studying or researching. Yes. This is in our fellowship, yes, time. Yes. Not reading fast or too much. Not pondering. But having the intention to seek the Lord. Amen. Contacting the Word in the Bible with our spirit. Amen. Maintaining constant contact with the Lord. This is my favorite section. Having a feeling of being bathed, warmed, yes, refreshed, moistened, and supplied by the Word. And I'll say that. Take time to absorb Him.
Amen.
So these are the five lessons on the practice of fellowship, 1959 lessons for new believers.
Amen.
Yeah, I highly recommend those for reading.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
The practice of fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. You know, this week, it started off with the title, Experiencing and Enjoying the All-Inclusive Crisis, the Good Land, a land in which you will not lack anything in it. Mm-hmm. And I was struck by, on the very last day, the matter of, you know, we have a sign check with the space left blank,
right, mm-hmm,
and then we can fill in whatever we desire. Yeah. And you know, this is in the context of calling on the name of the Lord. I was very impressed by that. You know, the name Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, mm-hmm, which means Jehovah the Savior, mm-hmm, or the salvation of Jehovah. Mm-hmm. So He is Jehovah, He's our Savior, He's our salvation.
Amen.
And He's also Joshua. And as Jehovah, you know, the name Jehovah means I am that I am.
Amen.
Right? Whatever we need. Right?
Whatever we need.
He is now in the present. Mm-hmm. Right? He was in the past. Mm-hmm. He will be in the future.
Amen.
And He's also our Savior. Right? We need saving from, there's just so many negative things.
Yeah.
Saved from everything that God condemns, everything that we hate.
Yeah.
He's our salvation,
amen,
right? Every day, every hour, even it was shared, even every moment that we need salvation. And saints, He is our Joshua,
yeah,
right? To bring us into the good land.
Amen.
Moses brought God's people out of Egypt. Joshua brought them into the rest, into the good land. So whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And
amen,
enter into the rest.
Amen.
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 Amen. Brother D, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for explaining. You know, in the recovery churches, there's one thing that we do. We learn about Christ and about God's economy. I would always notice that Brother Don Luper, he would always enjoy that verse basis that Christ is all and in all. And this week I was reading that part, and now I know what it means. You know, when Brother Don was talking about it, I would just enjoy it. But now, Christ is the catechist. Christ is the head of the church, isn't he?
Yes.
He is. But the other part that I was not so clear about, I was not so clear that the church is the body
if the body is the if the church, I'm saying the church is the body of the head. Mm-hmm. You know what? This is going to limit my whatever I think about any other saint. You know, if I see a speck in your eye, I mean, say, you know what? Before I say anything, I better go before the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So maybe there's a lot in my
eye.
Or enlightenment? What is the way to say it, Chris? Light or enlightenment? You know, has brought me to another level.
Amen.
About how to be with the saints.
Amen.
You know, even if I have something to say, I better be before the Lord. You know?
Yeah.
Because you know what?
That's right.
If you say something improper about a saint, you know what? You're up to judgment.
Yeah.
Maybe right on the spot.
Yeah.
So, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Lord, just keep us turning to you.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. You are the head of our all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks to the Father who has qualified you for shared of allotted portion of the saints in the light.
Amen.
I was really enlightened by the words that in the light.
Amen.
God now has given us this allotted portion, which is the good land that is so rich, so all-inclusive. But where is this portion? It is in the light.
Yeah.
If we are not in the light, how can we enjoy? How can we absorb? How can we receive this portion, right? So I was enlightened, right? When I cannot enjoy God, I cannot receive this portion because there's some darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the darkness may come from some anxiety in the life, some offenses from others,
yeah.
or some oldness, lack of revelation of God's words. All these things can be the darkness. If we are in the darkness, we are not in the light. How can we enjoy the Lord? No, probably people say, oh, you should spend more time observe the Lord. We know this, what we should do, but we just cannot. Like Sister mentioned, we just cannot. We don't want growth, right, sometimes. So what we need is to find the light.
Amen.
So sometimes we just call, oh, Lord, just call the Lord a fellowship, and we find light. But sometimes we need to have some fellowship with the saints. And then some words touch our hearts. Oh, the light shine. And we find, oh, Lord Jesus, it is you. And sometimes we need to go to the church, to the meeting. And some words or some hymns touch our hearts. So we don't know, but we need to realize that we first need the light. If we are in the light, there's no darkness. And in the light, we receive light, and we become the light, and we are the luminaries in the world.
Amen.
God wants us to shine upon the world, to give the light to the others. And even the church itself is a lampstand. The church should be the light in the world.
Amen.
So everyone is the light, and the church is light, and that is, and in that way, we can enjoy the all-inclusive, the good land.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ is everything to us, and eventually it becomes everything of us. And yeah, when I was reading through the first couple days, I really appreciate that it says that it's not that Christ gives us power, wisdom, light, love, but he is the power, wisdom, light, and love to us.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we turn our heart to him and call on his name, he just dispenses himself into us.
Amen.
And become everything to us.
Amen.
And when we have these, we have Christ himself. And when we have Christ, we have all of these. But when I got to day six, I got a new light where it says, when God is dispensing himself into us, the goal of this dispensing is not that eventually we become very spiritual, we just equipped with wisdom and love and power, but the goal is that we become Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I love how bold and solid when brother says here that if the church lives Christ, the church is Christ.
Amen.
And if we all live Christ, we are Christ.
Amen.
And you know, many times that we're dealt by the Lord and we see, oh, we're growing, right? Like some of the temper got removed and then we just become better. But it's not that we become a better of ourselves, but it's actually Christ increasing in us.
Amen.
And I was reading the life study in Romans. where it talks about righteousness, and it says, it is Christ himself as a person, not his attribute of righteousness, has been made the righteousness of God to us. And when we and we become the righteousness of God by having Christ as righteousness wrought into us.
Amen.
It's not that just because we are doing certain things righteous or just because we believe. It's because God works into us, and you know, because he is righteousness in our spirit, and we become righteousness of God.
Amen.
And yeah, so on day 6 it says 1 Corinthians 1:30, God Christ to become wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that God's goal is to our spirit, our soul, and our body. With Christ sanctifying ourselves day by day, we'll be filled with nothing but him, and eventually we'll become a man of Christ.
Amen.
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 If you see that you have been rooted in Christ as the rich soil, you will be comforted and encouraged.
Amen.
I want to just, and day 5, when I was reading it, I wasn't initially in my spirit. And so I was reading the points, oh, he's the apostle, he's the counselor, the teacher. I was like, amen, amen. He's our light, he's our air, amen, amen. He's our power, wisdom, righteousness, cool, cool. And then my eyes glazed over, and then it was the end of the day. My appreciation of it was really low. But then I was reminded of when we actually received this message in the training, when we heard it. And then the college students were being tested. And they had to split up all of these points, and then the brother told them, okay, brother, that's great that you shared it and you shared the verse. Now give me an experience of maybe 2 or 3 of these items. And not to you know, condemn our brothers and sisters, but they fell a little short. Mm-hmm. They couldn't really explain how Christ was these things to them.
Yeah.
And that's why this morning I'm so thankful for the light in the meeting.
Amen.
Because we realize that we absorb God.
Yeah.
But we absorb God so that we can gain God. And as we gain God, we experience God. Mm-hmm. And when we experience God, we are being built into God's dwelling place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was really touched by the Lord. Lord, maybe these things don't stand out to me because I haven't experienced you this week.
Yes.
And maybe I haven't experienced you this week because I haven't been taking the time to absorb you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was just really touched. But the Lord reminded me, you've been rooted and are being built up in him.
Amen.
You are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I read it again, and the Lord did touch me. I did experience him this week.
Amen.
I experienced him as my wisdom.
Amen.
There was a circumstance I didn't know what to do, but the Lord became my way.
Amen.
I experienced him as my water.
Amen.
I was dry because we were out in the sun, and also it was a difficult problem. But when we drink water, all of our problems, they get solved. And so I'm so thankful, saints. We have been rooted and we are being built up in him.
Amen.
And we need to take time to absorb him.
Amen.
And just one small point really quick. Whenever there's not that much sun, when it's the winter, most plants, what happens is they can't develop their leaves, so they develop their root system. And so if we feel like we're in a spiritual winter, saints, this is an opportunity to develop our roots.
Amen.
To take more time to absorb the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. It was hard to stand up and share because I was thinking about what we should be thinking about, which is our situation, right? Condition. And our failures, right? No! We need to, I love this. I had this situation I was thinking, and this morning I was like, you know, I need to look up and read about this, and how do I solve this? And I read this in here in the meeting. You know what we need to do? Forget.
Amen.
We need to forget our situation.
Amen.
Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about our condition.
Amen.
Stop thinking about all your failures and our weaknesses, right? And simply take time to absorb the Lord.
Amen.
You don't know what to do? Get into the soil.
Amen.
Absorb the riches.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get the new tender roots.
Amen.
You know, we have some old experiences, but we always need new tender roots.
Amen.
And I enjoyed this, you know, seeing Christ as all these things, and I think about it in my head, you know, he's the head. I'm like, what does that even mean, you know? He's the head over all things. You know what? But Christ as the soil is the head over all things.
Yeah.
Christ as the soil is all these things.
Yeah.
We have access to Christ as all these things.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, he's the soil.
Amen.
And we have the roots.
Amen.
Let's take root downward,
Amen.
Right? Bear fruit upward.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, God's
formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So there is that beginning of our relationship with the soil.
Amen.
Okay, and when man fell, what did God say? Dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return.
Right.
But he also says, if you've grown together in the likeness of his death, you will also walk in newness of life.
Amen.
We're total soil. That's all there is to it. And the Lord's made it living.
Amen.
Made the meaning of life and death all related to him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Larry, you were going to share? Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I've got to go back to
the letter of light.
Amen.
If we would fellowship with God, we must walk in the light.
Amen.
In many things, you may be able to pretend, but in this matter of enjoying Christ and the light, there is no room for pretense.
Amen.
In the ministry, Brother Lee tells us, in our fallen nature, we have this satanic fear of light. Mm-hmm. The reason we have this satanic fear is because it exposes who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read something that the ministry says right below that. One who lives in the Spirit and touches the Spirit will be brighter.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that a person lacks brightness is not because he does not have life within, but because he is not living in the Spirit.
Amen.
Once a person lives in the Spirit, he touches the Spirit and has life, because the Spirit is life.
Amen.
Life is the light that shines on man.
Amen.
Once we touch life, this life is light.
Amen.
And it also reminds us that life and light go together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Normally when I share, it's kind of all over the place. It's going to probably be even worse. But encouraging, hopefully. Jehovah, your God, is bringing you.
Amen.
Jehovah, your God, is bringing you.
Amen.
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 Johnny, Jehovah, your God, is bringing you.
Amen.
He's doing it.
Amen.
That's our question, right?
Yep.
You will not lack anything.
Amen.
In it.
Amen.
He's bringing us into this person.
Amen.
Who is ultimately just the fullness of who he is. But then he's going to increase through us, mysteriously. So, Larry, I think you were sharing. There is God's enemy in the universe.
Amen.
That says, Titus, you know what you are, Titus? You're a lacker. You lack everything. That's not the case. I've been brought into God's Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Matt, we've been brought. This is the fact.
Amen.
Right? So when the accusations, Jordan, the situations, the environmental circumstance, etc. I told my wife yesterday, I said, man, it's like one thing after another. And then I corrected myself and said, it's like 12 things after another. It's just like everything, you know, the older you get, it's just like, more and more and more. And it's like, Lord, just take me out of this world. That's indicative of a lack, right? But in this person, we are not lacking.
That's right.
So the lack is a lie. There's no lack.
That's right.
I appreciate the Lord is our everything.
Amen.
No matter. A brother once shared to some of us single brothers at the time,
I cried on my bed, and the Lord told me, I'm your wife. What? The Lord Jesus, you're my wife? I was like, Lord, I need a wife. He said, I'm your wife. And then finally he brought me into that experience where he became my wife. In other words, my, y'all get it. Anyway, saints, there's no lack.
Amen.
If we're sensing a lack, it's from the enemy, and we are outside of the land, if you get what I'm saying. So as I go through my day, all of a sudden there's this awareness, I'm lacking. I ask the Lord, Lord, where am I?
Right.
Yeah. And he said, oh, you need to get back into Oh, so I'm going to sing to him. I'm going to look him in the face and sing to him.
Amen.
This brings me to into an enjoyment. So it's outside of time, y'all, is what I'm going to say this. 30 minutes, an hour, all day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing. There is no lack.
Amen.
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 Amen. We need to be recovered back to our source.
Amen. Amen. Ah, this is wonderful.
Amen.
So this title for the week, I just want to read it again. Experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land.
Amen.
A land in which we do not lack anything.
Amen.
So saints, kind of like what Zeke was saying. I better put this timer on. Hold on. Oops. Wrong. Have you got it going, Chris? Yeah. Good, thank you. I'll stop this one then. You know, a lot of times, saints, a lot of times, most of the time, we just don't know what exactly we need. You know, we think we need something. We have this need. It turns out it's not, that's not it at all, you know? And and you can apply this to just about everything, you know? I just, you know, like, kids, you know, your children. Lord, did you give me the right children? You know what? He gave me the perfect right children.
Yes.
He gave me just what I needed.
Yes.
Wife, okay, I think you said wife there.
Right wife and right children.
That's right. He gave us the right wife, the right children. I mean, it's... Huh? And what?
Husband.
And husband. Honey, you got the right husband. It's true. Even the situation, you know, we do need to forget our situations. I love what, brother, we need to forget our situation.
Amen.
Our condition.
Amen.
Forget your condition.
Mm-hmm.
Forget your failures and your weaknesses and simply take time to absorb the Lord.
Amen.
So these past couple of weeks, I've been doing something, and somebody did something for me. They did a great job. It was really nice. But they left out two things, you know, these two little, they were making showers, like a shower. And there's this little glass shelf that goes on the corners, you know, looks really nice. So he did it, but he left those two little glass shelves. I was like, what happened? And I was like, Lord, I don't have this kind of time, you know? And so eventually I found out he was missing a couple of pieces, couldn't put them on. I went to Lowe's and there was this young man. It was like he was waiting there for me.
Oh, oh yes.
He was.
Yeah.
It was just like the situation. I didn't want to have to go to Lowe's and do this. A little lamb was waiting right there.
Amen.
I got to share some with him and told him, there's a brother, he's going to UTRGV. This is in Harlingen. He's going to UTRGV, and he's off for the summer. I told him about Roel, because I'd spent some time with Roel. And anyway, he's going to get in contact with him.
Wow.
And I thought, well, Lord, that was what I needed.
Yeah.
I needed to have that issue. Anyway, just in all kinds of things, saints.
Yeah.
And just this matter.
Amen.
Of, how much time do I have left?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay. There's this matter there of being rooted. I love that that verse there in day three.
Amen.
It just became new to me. Having been rooted
Amen.
And being built up
mm-hmm.
in him. It just sounds like two different things. It's like, what is it? Is it growth or is it a building?
Yeah.
And it's that's what it is.
Yes.
The growth of God is the building.
Amen.
It's the building.
Amen.
So for us, you know, we just need to absorb
Amen.
Whatever situation we're in. We need to just be taking in the Lord. And I'd like to read a little bit more. What else was I going to say there? This part where God is the real farmer. And Paul was one of his co-workers. Paul planted the believers into Christ as the soil.
Amen.
So everything that we need, he is going to supply.
Right.
It's in the soil. Yeah. All the elements. Do you need sanctification? It's in the soil. Do you need righteousness? What else was there? There were quite a list there. Christ is all of these things, and that we're going to get them, but it's not just for the sake of getting them. It's for his purpose.
That's right.
He wants a building.
Amen.
So he supplies our need, and he gets his need met.
Amen.
And it just reminded me, I don't know if you all remember, with Jacob, it's really kind of a funny thing there in Genesis. He's like negotiating, or what is he doing here? He's like, if you supply my every need, this is really a Jacob. I love Jacob. I'll give you back 10%. I'm like, what? What a deal. Okay, he's going to give you everything, and you're going to give him back a little bit of what he gave you. But that's our case. It's like, what do you need? You know, do you need, what is it? He's going to supply it. And it's for the sake of our growth in life. Another thing is, you know, just, it's not a physical land. This is the Spirit.
Yes.
So available. He's gone through all this process to be the Spirit to really meet our need.
Amen.
You know, saints, my need is not a house, a physical house. It's not a car. It's not things. Believe me, that's not going to meet my need. Only the Lord really can meet our every need.
Amen.
What a Christ we have.
Amen.
You know, and I'll give you just a little example of what I had yesterday. I'm probably already out of time. But anyway, I was away from my granddaughters for a little bit. And I was really missing them. And anyway, one of them, the three-year-old, she's gotten into this habit of running to me. And I grab her and I pick her up. And she's like, ah, you know. That's so enjoyable.
Yes.
And then the other one kind of plays a little hard to get, a little older one, you know, she's like this, you know. But after a little bit, she's all over me, wanting to, you know, hug and kiss. And I was like, that really meets my need.
Amen.
It's this love you have, you know. It's like the Lord really poured out on us.
Yeah.
He gave us, you know, he gave us such a wonderful all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
That can meet our every need, that what eventually happens is he meets God's need.
Amen.
Through us and our growth in life. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Amen.
Well, announcements. But firstly, we want to introduce anyone that's here visiting or here for the first time. Just be bold to stand up and introduce yourself, because we really want to know you. So let's start section by section with this one. Anyone in this section here? Maybe not. Okay, in this section, Shirley.
So we live in Waxahachie, which is about 30 minutes south of Dallas, but we are currently meeting with the church in Arlington. There's a group of families in Waxahachie. We started meeting recently. Holmes,
my wife
Jessica, David Franco,
have
his name.
Yep. Good to have you all. Amen. Anyone else here? Okay, and in this section, we have some.
We have a big family here. Isaac.
and she's my wife, Ariel, and my son, Kyle. We are visiting from a church in Singapore. So we come here to attend my niece's wedding in Dallas. So we just drove down from Dallas to here. We'll spend a few days in Arlington, in Austin and to Houston, and then we'll go back to Arlington. And so the last time we were here, it was more than 20 years ago. So me and my wife, we came here to, we have a weekend here to be part of the
How to serve in campus.
In campus, yeah. So we spend time here with the saints. We went to the campus to give out the gospel tract and to read Bibles with the students. So it was a good experience and memory. So it's happy to coming back here again after 20 years.
Can we get everyone else? Could we say their name?
Yeah, sure. I'm Elaine. I'm Isaac's sister. And my son Andrew, we're visiting from church in Fremont, California.
Amen.
And we're also attending Hannah, our niece's wedding.
Yes. My name is Kyle. I'm studying in Singapore, and I came here with my parents for my cousin's wedding.
Oh, my name is Roland. It's my uncle and auntie.
I'm Andrew, and yeah, I'm from Fremont. So I go to the mission. It's a high school in Fremont, but yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord. I'm Amarin Tooley, and I'm from North Carolina, but I meet with the church in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh,
cool. Tiny little place. Come see us. We love the saints. But this has been marvelous. I'm here for a conference for spinal muscular atrophy. It was at the downtown, and praise the Lord, I have a job where I can visit the churches.
Yes. Amen. First
time in Austin, I was very much watered by all the sharing. Praise the Lord, our God is living.
Amen.
We're growing into the church.
Amen.
Wasn't that excellent this week? Oh, some more. Good.
We just want to say this is going to be our last time in Congress. And we just want to say that we are so blessed to that the Lord allowed us to meet all of you. And we just have experienced that Satan is real, like the brother was saying. That Satan is real, and we can see in the book of Job when God's people is, you know, is serious with God, he has a warfare. During this year, we've been passing so many sufferings, according to what we see in the book of Job, you know, Satan come to God, and he's telling, look at your people, you know, that, and so the Lord allowed it to happen to us, sufferings, so we can be, like we saw in the conference, so we can be mature.
Yeah.
We need to be measured to glorify God.
Amen.
And to, like we're saying, we've been planted in Christ. We've been rooted in Christ. But we need to grow, you know. And this girl, like the sister was saying, this growing is not easy. It's painful. But we have the anointing of, we say, with the growth of God.
Amen.
So when we have, with the growth of God, we have the anointing of God in our painful times and our suffering. So we are here already. The Lord put us in Christ.
Amen.
And so the Lord is going to fulfill his purpose.
Yes.
One experience that the Lord brought us here is that we saw more of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And before I, you know, I hear the verse that it says that when one member, it hurts, all the members is some pain.
Yes.
But I don't have the experience how you can feel the pain of another one. But when you pass the experience, you feel it. You feel that you, and so I saw that when one member hurt, it's not only, it's not about individual. It's about corporate. It's about the body. And so when somebody get hurt, we need to be in oneness. We need to fight for that brother, for that sister. We need to fight because the enemy is real. And so we need to be in oneness, you know. And sorry that if I'm taking too long, brother. I'm gonna just finish with my experience. The Lord allowed me to experience. There was three triplers dogs, identical. Somebody tied one of the brother's dog, and then I was from upstairs, I'm looking, and the brothers, they would not leave his brothers. Somebody tied a chain, put chain and tied. So the other brothers, they would not leave his brother. They would sit down next to it. And one of them, they will bark to the people, help my brother to untie. And the Lord was bringing me this. This is my body. This is my, we need to be in one because Amen. The enemy is attacking.
That's right.
When you cannot, we cannot be isolated. We have to be together like this. The Lord was showing me a picture. This is the picture of the body. When one is suffering by being by attacked by the enemy, the another dog was laying down next to him, and the another one was crying for help. It was barking to any person it was passing by, help my brother. And I was, oh, how sweet even an animal, a dog. It has this oneness, this love. It has this love each other, and they would not leave. They would not leave their brother. They could have just leave, but they were tied, so they could have leave him. But they was there supporting him, and the Lord was showing me that picture. This is the oneness I want. This is what. That we need to fight and stay with the ones they going through these sufferings. And so this is what I experienced in this year, and that was a bless. That was a bless for the Lord that the Lord brought us here to grow more, to grow more in Him. And thank you, saints.
Where are we all being moving to?
We going back. The Lord is bringing us.
Church in Anaheim. Back again.
Yeah.
For various reasons. But I did enjoy my our stay with you all. I've been in Texas long enough, I can say. So praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, we're going back, but we're going to remember you and everything. I can still hear you on via the radio.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Thanks for all your prayers and your shepherding this past year with your portion of Christ. Enjoyed getting to know you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Saint, for all the prayers and shepherding.
Amen. Oh, wasn't this good?
Pomegranates. You don't want to miss that. So, if you don't have one of these little books, you may consider getting one from the book room and enjoy it. Praise the Lord. The important items quickly, opportunity to host a small group of student interns. There's a need for several homes each Thursday in June. Thursdays. Okay, the need, Thursdays. In which our student interns can gather for dinner, fellowship, blending, and community saints, or with community saints, and praying for new contacts. If you can open your home to accommodate this need for one or several Thursday evenings in the month of June, please fill out and submit this sign-up form. Click there. Then the South Texas Conference, June 15 through 16. This conference will be held in Laredo. Coordinating brothers are asking all who plan to attend to please register by today. To view the schedule on hospitality and hotel accommodations and registration form, please click on the links below and the upcoming events. So further down there, that link. Semi-annual video training registration is now open. See details and link to register below. Have some registered already?
Yes.
Hopefully. Deadline without late fee is June 17.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
You can still register after that, but it's going to cost you more. Okay, then early registration deadline for Summer School of Truth Week 1 has passed. The 2024 SSOT general registration is now general registration.
That just means you don't get a discount registration fee.
No, okay.
And that's so, up until the day of True School beginning, which is Monday of next following week.
Okay,
away from
good.
Away from tomorrow.
So click right there if you have one or more needing to go. Okay, and lastly, the gospel trips in French speaking Europe. This link is to the LSM newsletter. Issue number 30 gives a brief history, outlines the current burden, and then gives a preview of the upcoming gospel trips with names of cities and numbers, maps, etc. At the following two links, you will find reports from Torch Relays number 1 through number 4 and highlights from Torch Relay number 5. So those are there. And we've been praying about that as the church on Wednesdays.
Amen.
And I'm pretty sure we'll keep praying about that.
Amen.
Until they're all done. Let's see, there's also where to pick up the kids. Do any of y'all have that? I had it here, but oh, here it is, right here. The children can be picked up at for toddlers through pre-K, cabin 102, for kindergarten through 6, Outback playground area. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're dismissed and.